Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Struggle.
I think we need scissors.
And we're on a pod, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we?
We are actually on a pod this time. It's not just me hitting record and thinking it's recording, but it's not. It's actually recording.
Welcome back to Ned's Pod Extras, the bonus weekly audio episode where we hear from you, our audience. If you would like to see us recording this episode, head over to Ned's Pod or patreon.com/nedspod.
Patreon.
We put up the video there. Otherwise, this is just an audio episode.
Audio.
Hear no evil.
Or you can hear
see
your
no
voice.
Evil, smell no evil.
We were just saying before we started rolling, how much we love you guys and love our audience. Like Lauren's here and she helps collect the voice memos from you guys and choose them for us, and she was saying like how nice
y'all
you
are.
All
so great in the DMs, like keep sending me love, like, and you don't even know it's me. And it's
exactly, exactly, and we feel the same. Like already on these episodes, we've heard from such sweet people out there, and we love knowing that you're out there listening to us, and now we get to listen to you.
Yeah, and our fans are just better than these other fans out there, man.
I think so.
I don't think Zoe has.
You're
fans
better
like
than
we
everybody.
Yeah, you guys are. That. You know, you deserve a medal.
Even when y'all did the live show, like meeting everybody, they're
dude,
like,
"Dude, vibes."
I was
at the
like,
live
"Oh, everyone gets a hug. Like, it's so great."
Yeah,
it's true. There's such a good vibe around. It always has been though with Ned's. There's such a good vibe around Ned's and our audience and kind of what we put out there. It's nice, guys.
Beautiful.
We love you. If you haven't already, follow us.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Seriously. We don't want to go back to OnlyFans.
No.
I mean, wait. Wait.
We had some good times.
Wait.
But
wait.
Not again.
Lindsay does.
I'm already there. I'm on OnlyFans, you guys. Find it.
Oh, making that moolah?
You got a secret
without
OnlyFans?
Without us? I mean.
I'm so mad.
Oh, wait, no, it's on our Patreon. That's where you get to Lindsay's OnlyFans. You just have to go subscribe on the Patreon, and then Lindsay's OnlyFans.
The nudes
is right
are the
there.
First thing that pops up.
Wow.
After you subscribe.
Yeah.
For the top tier.
It's like we're asking them to send us their Neds. That's kind of like nude. It sounds so far apart, even though there's only one letter difference.
Yeah.
Oh, if. Nope. It's not Nedis or Nudis.
Nedu? No. Lauren, who do we got today?
Yeah, all
right, our first entry comes from Danny Flores.
Danny
Flores.
Mr. Flores, we've been looking for you.
Do you want to put your headphones on?
Oh, yeah, so you can hear it, yeah. Lindsay's putting her
Are
headphones
okay?
on for the listeners who can't see us.
Oh,
she's fumbling
God.
With those headphones. Almost. Hey, there
all
we go.
All right.
Danny.
Oh.
So, hi. My name's Danny. I'm a huge fan of you guys. Loved watching you guys on Ned. Watched it growing up. And I guess if I had to give you guys a question, I guess I would give, like, one of the usual topic questions that a lot of people always ask everybody.
Okay.
If you guys had the chance to go back to kids, what would you guys do? Like, say you guys had the chance to be at the age you guys were when you guys made Ned's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you guys do? Would you guys do everything you guys did the same way? Or would you change something? If so, what would you guys change?
Danny Flores, thank you for this submission. Thanks for the question.
Great
thanks
question.
For being a fan.
Yeah,
and thanks for asking us to look back on our long lives
Eddie.
And decide if...
This is the next one.
Got it.
Danny.
It's Danny.
Flores. It's Big Danny Flores.
And ask, thanks for having us look back and decide how many regrets we have.
Regrets. No regrets.
No. I think he's just like...
I know.
What is the life you mourn?
What would you change so you don't end
Lindsay,
up in this position?
I'm just going to start with Lindsay. Lindsay, would you change anything?
Well, yes. I would... literally change the people I was hanging out with and the
Which
substances
was
I was
and
taking.
The things you put
I would,
in your nose?
Yes. I would actually, oh my God. I would actually choose to live instead of just being in that drug den Yeah. Just doing drugs and getting real excited for the next time I got to pick up drugs.
Mm.
Yeah. And made real friends. Because here's the deal. What they don't tell you is you got to be a friend to have a friend. You know what I'm saying? So I would have been a friend sooner or learned what that meant sooner.
But you're doing it now, and I love that.
Yeah. And you weren't doing drugs as a child on the show.
No, I guess I would just change it like...
No, but he took us back to there.
Yeah. If I was... Yeah, I would have definitely stayed in school and like been studying. I probably would be a doctor, to be 100% with you. I really want to be a pediatrician. Yeah. But then I also realized I couldn't stand the sight of blood.
Yeah.
So...
It's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tricky question, man.
I would have played more sports, too. I love sports. But then I couldn't really play it because, like, you can't really, you know, get hurt.
With acting, you can't, like, commit to that. I it's like there's things I can look back on, like, okay, if I had the knowledge I had now, went back to 12, okay, from there, I have so much more awareness, so I would make different decisions.
You'd be a super creepy 12-year-old.
For sure.
Like all the knowledge of a 32-year-old man.
For sure. Be very
creep
weird.
Creep everybody out.
Yeah. But I right now, it's a cliche, but it's the truth, is I wouldn't change things because I really like where my life is at right now. Aww. And I didn't see it coming. I did not plan to be where I am right now. So if I went back and did it differently, I'd make different choices. I'd be smarter about certain things in my career and my pursuits and all of that. But then I wouldn't be here. And I really like my life right now. And I like all the lessons I learned and all the failures I've had.
That's true. Like, no, I fully agree with that. I like where I'm at, man. I've always lived by the motto of no regrets. You know, I only do cliches. Like, if it's not a cliche, you know, I don't even involve it in my life. So, no regrets.
Hey.
But one thing I would maybe change is building better interpersonal relationships with people. I used to be very rigid. Like, I was coming from that super Baptist Christian background at the time. Like, you remember, I wouldn't even hug people, really. I give you the side.
Oh, you gave
hug.
Us the
like,
one hug wonder.
Yeah, the one
I always
wonder.
Felt less loved when I walked away from you.
It's tough, man. It's tough. But
now you've leveled up. You've leveled up. You definitely have.
You know, but I feel like as a youngster, maybe I could have done better there. I would have. Yeah, I don't know. For me, and this is probably for a lot of guys at that younger age, even just like with the opposite sex. I remember like Logan Browning. She was so hot, you know, on the show, and I would have been less cool and just really, you know, related with her because I was just trying to be cool. I just felt like I had to be cool around her. But it's like, you know, just develop cool relationships with people, man. Maybe I would have used charisma a little bit more in that arena. But that's all trivial because now I'm older and it's like all that opposite sex stuff doesn't matter. You really just want to make friends and find people that you can build towards your goals with. So
I know that's the weird thing is like so many things that like I maybe would have changed or mattered to me 10 years ago. Like now I just don't. So it's hard for me to think of even wanting to change them. Cause I'm like, I've moved on, but there's things I would probably, there's some regrets back there. I just bury them.
I would have studied more too. Like I talked about doing the physics thing. Like, and we were all great in school. Like, and then I ended up doing the college thing, you know, but I told a story on the pod where okay, I majored in linguistics, guys. It was great. But I had always had this dream of being a physicist, but I did not study like a future physicist. And so that bit me hard. You know, I had my first kind of physics teacher, at least in one of these higher level courses, be like, yo, dude, you're not ready for this. And he was right. It hurt me, and I, you know, I wanted to curse his whole family and all this stuff.
And you did.
And I did. But in the long run, he was right, and there were some things that I needed to go back to the basics on just because I guess I was having too much fun in other extracurricular activities that we were involved in. And as actors, I mean, that's to be expected.
You guess?
I guess. I know.
No, that's true. I would... See, but it worked. What I did, I spent a lot of time actually developing interpersonal relationships and having experiences and making friends and all of that. But what I would have done is spent more time in the things that I love, even though I did, I was learning music, I was still acting, I was still in acting class, I was pursuing them, but you have so much time when you're younger without like bigger responsibilities that I would have spent more time studying the things I love, which is like acting, filmmaking, music. I would have been making more films maybe if I went back, like starting earlier on making shit myself.
Yeah.
So that.
Yeah.
Just creating more. That's it. Mm. Yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks for your question.
Cool. All right. Next one comes from Eddie Razzo.
Eddie Razzo.
Eddie.
Razzo. You want to put those head squidgies on, Lynn?
Sure, Eddie.
Eddie Razzo.
Ed, and Eddie. I used to love that show.
Yeah.
Jawbreakers.
What's up, y'all? All right. My question to you three, or if there's a guest, the guest as well. Have you ever used Ned's to ever get prepared to do the nasty or even get the chance to? Or even at modern times, have you ever used the pod to get laid?
Daniel!
And if it's for the guest, their most recent pod or TV show or any of their childhood
shows. The most recent time your legs were... over your shoulders.
Oh, yeah. Let me just.
That is. I love that question.
Convoluted.
He wants to know if we've ever used our fame.
I know that the answer, whether you two will admit it or not, is unequivocally yes for you both.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah.
No, I'll admit it. Yes.
I think people have used my fame to choose me as a mate that they otherwise would not have.
And did you just roll with it?
Oh, what are you rolling? Yeah, absolutely.
Rolling.
What?
The answer, sir, is yes.
Well, what do you do? Did you say, here's a tip?
Oh, and then you gave her that tip.
And then it was already in there, and she said, this is assault.
Oh, good Lord.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. It's not fucking funny.
I think
funny.
She said, where's the rest of it?
I'm having a lot of feelings over here.
Lindsay, what's going on?
I don't know.
What kind of situations are you painting? What kind of man do you think I am?
Nothing.
No, look, man, it just...
You pulled out your notebook?
It's not... It's not like I've
did you run through her holes?
It's
not... Jesus.
It's not like I've superficially used it like extra... Like, pick me, Neds! It's just... There have been times that someone knowing me from Ned's has led to us interacting, and then that interaction led to us hooking up.
I think that's usually what it is, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just leads to the interaction.
So you're fucking fans?
I'll fuck a fan.
Never fuck your fans.
Yeah, I'll fuck a fan.
I'll fuck them over.
Oh, good Lord.
I'll fuck a fan.
Oh, well, hey, great, man.
You know what I mean? You'll fuck a fan.
Yeah.
So you're saying that there's a chance.
Jesus.
Are you a fan of mine?
Hey.
It's tough, yeah, because we don't have charming qualities outside of the fact that we're an old
TV
show.
This is kind of all we have to rest on.
Yeah.
I sort of just always used my damsel in distress narrative to pull in my prey.
Oh my God.
Really, you just paint yourself as somebody who they get to save, and then by doing that, you're actually signing them over to their destruction.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's usually what I used. If they had seen something I was in, so be it. But trust me, they were dealing more with the fire in my eyes.
Dang.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah.
I love the part of the question that asks, what about the podcast? Do you use the podcast to do that?
Daniel, I've heard... Devin, regale what Daniel does.
Okay, look. I'm not saying Daniel's used the pod to have sex, right? Daniel's got a lady.
I'm not saying a lady.
I'm just saying... In all our time knowing each other, Dan, like we have partied through the years.
Oh, yeah.
You smoked and drank for the first time with me. Like, uh-huh. But that was always house parties and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, in these recent years, we've gone out a few times. We've gone out into the world.
Oh, yeah.
And this man.
Oh, plug it. Plug it.
Daniel is a shameless promoter of our pod and
every
self.
Time. Yes.
Daniel will talk. I'm an outgoing person, but I'm not talking to everybody
in
the bar.
I'm talking to everybody in
the bar. Daniel is talking to everybody in the bar. And very quickly into their conversation, I see him mentioning the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And not just mentioning it.
I whip it out.
He whips out the pod. His phone is out and he's pulling up the podcast and he's pointing at me. Yeah, he's on it too. God damn, and, man. And it's whether these people are listening or not or are showing interest. Daniel is out there promoting and plugging.
I'm walking home with at least 1,000 followers after that.
Daniel. Yeah.
Dude,
I
love it so
much.
Wait,
so do you think Daniel is an introvert or an extrovert?
An extrovert.
Like 100%.
You know?
When we're out in the world, that man is a fucking extrovert.
Right.
It's when incredible. I'm at home, I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
I mean, to myself.
You do have some introverted, like, I don't know. I guess we all do, but we're all mainly extroverts.
I think we're all mixed. Like, I need.
That's what I learned in school. Is that's called an amnivert.
Amnivert.
Yeah. That's how I feel, because I'm fully introverted some of the time.
Amnivert. Amnivert.
Amnivert. We're amnivert.
I learned that on my PSAT.
Oh, wow. Dang, that reached up to that grade level.
Are you an amnivert or an extrovert or an introvert?
See, my thing is, like, it depends on... The whole thing about it is, where do you get your energy?
Exactly.
And I think I get my energy from people.
Right.
But I do love being alone. So yeah, it's like, but I think I'm an extrovert. Yeah, exactly. See, I love being alone, but I get my energy from
I get my energy from other people, and at the same time, I need a ton of alone time to, like, recharge. So it's weird.
Oh, yeah. It's the both. Recharge matters.
But you can get stuck in that cycle of, like, okay, I love being alone, and then you're alone too much, and then you're like,
facts.
Right.
Do I like this, or do I really shouldn't be like this?
That's where we all have a little more extrovert, where it's like, yes, I think true introverts, they never feel that thing of, like, I need to see people. Yeah. I'm the same, where if I'm home too much,
what's wrong?
I gotta see people.
Just the mic is hitting. Sorry. No, we're good. Yeah. Introversion. Sorry, we're trying to make this. We made this setup ourselves, guys. Wow, that was a weird. Sorry. So if you hear any bumping, I'm
Lauren,
having a stroke,
have
guys.
Have you ever used Ned's pod to get laid?
Oh,
all the time.
Next question. Can't say I have.
That's great.
So maybe that's one day.
Yeah. You gotta try it. It works.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
Just pull up a picture of our faces and shove it in somebody's face and say, "Want a boink?"
Don't do that.
Yeah, no, that like was just a weird fantasy that I. Let's move on.
Wanna boink?
Do you think fans use you guys to, like? I don't know how they would do that, but they're like,
"Hey, I'm at Ned's pod. I'm at Ned's pod."
Yeah.
It's like a bonding thing that they have together.
I think lovers of Ned's might bond over that in a way that moves them closer together.
Yeah,
would hope so.
We hung out with some of the people from the Ned's Pod Live, and I believe some of them were hitting it off pretty well.
Oh,
I went
to
a bar afterwards with some of the guys. And,
that's true.
Yeah. Lovers of Ned's are lovers of crotch.
Well, hey, aren't we all?
Put that on a t-shirt.
Put that on a t-shirt.
New merch.
Like crotch, you'll love Ned's.
Oh my god. Next question.
All right. Next question comes
crotch from. Crotch is such a great word.
Crotch.
Next question comes from Galen.
Galen
says,
"Hello, Ned's Declassified Podcast. My name is Galen Roberts, and you may be wondering, what is he about to say?
Okay.
Well, so
you're
am
right.
I. But no, I appreciate the fact that you all are opening up yourselves, your lives, your experiences to us, because as parts of our childhood who were in our home, like, you have no idea how amazing it is to have you kind of be humanized, and we got a chance to grow up with you, and now we're continuing that experience of growing up with you, so... Thank you for the amazing, amazing work that you do. And just keep shining, because we love you so much."
Hey. Oh, Galen. Thank you.
That's literally exactly what I needed to hear. That's so nice.
Thanks so much, man.
People who just take time out of their day to reflect that back. I think I'm getting better with that as I get older. Just like making sure you take the time to reflect it back. It means so much to hear that.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that, Galen.
And humanize us. Like, that's really
great.
Yeah. It almost sounds like we were awful people, and it took the podcast to make
almost like we were cyborgs.
I mean,
no, it's just when people see, like, when you're not an actor, you're not in the industry, you're not in LA, like, when you see someone in the magic TV box, like, I think we've all experienced it. Mm-hmm. Some people, when they see you in real life, like, you're not human to them, and it's strange. You're like, oh, fuck, man. I'm a person. Like, people, you know, they project whatever, meaning, feeling onto you separate from who you are as an individual. So I guess that makes sense. I haven't really thought about that with the podcast, that makes sense. It's letting people see us as whole individual humans with a lot of life experience. Yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying it as much as we are.
Yeah. 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 Thanks I'm, for being absolutely. Inspiring.
I mean, Lindsay and I are getting to find out Daniel's a human.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm still on the fence, but it's. I'm closer. Still on the fence.
There's something there behind those eyes. It's in there somewhere. No, dude.
Flicker of soul?
That's a testament to how the industry can kind of make little machines out of these young people. Because I really treated Ned's like a job. And I always felt like, to a degree, I was on the chopping block. Like, I'd come in, you know, after the pilot, if you guys had already shot the pilot. Mm-hmm. So there was something about it that was job-like. As much as we had these beautiful interactions, and, I loved you guys. Like, mm-hmm. Still do. But my family moved all the way out here from Mississippi to California for this kind of job. Right, and right. I felt like I always had to show up, and I was a bit of a character even when I was trying to be myself. Mm.
I forgot like what a heavy lift you have throughout all of Ned's. Like, you have such a heavy lift. Like, you two obviously, like, being the namesake, but you are always the extra, like the contraptions are put on you. Like, how much time did you spend with the props department?
Oh, props department. That was my second home, you know? Oh, my mom. What was the lady's name?
Diana.
Diana.
She.
I loved her.
There, like, it was just. Contraptions on me. He had, like, an extra job beyond acting, which was just all of these gimmicks.
The stuff, yeah, it was so technical.
It's every episode, dude, whether it's an outfit or something technological or, whatever.
Yeah.
Mob Bucket Slingshot. Just crazy.
Yeah, it was very technical. But I was playing a cyborg, half like robot, so I had a lot of that.
So silly.
But yeah, you're great, Galen. Thank you for those inspiring words.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for acknowledgement is such a nice thing in this life, isn't it?
Recognition is nice.
Yeah, it's nice. We're all looking for it.
Okay, next question comes from Jason Pleasant.
Oh.
Nice. What's up? This is Jason Pleasant, huge amazing fan of Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide.
Hi, bud.
Listen, I got a question for Simon.
Okay.
I'm at a loss for words. I haven't heard this character in a long time. Whatever happened to Simone?
Yeah. What's this guy's name?
Jason.
Jason. Dude, dope speaking voice for sure, first off. I love the energy coming in hot there. Simone was a character that I played. It was the, I don't even know how to say it, but he was the, how did I become Simone?
Alter ego.
Simone ego for Cookies, Simon Nelson Cookie.
Because I'm
Cookies
sure you,
alter ego to like infiltrate the
To get
girls.
A girl. I was trying.
Was the first thing at the nail salon? Or that wasn't the first
time. I forget. No, it was after. To like infiltrate.
It was a party. It was Seth's party. Cookie couldn't show up for some reason. Was it because Seth was dating my girl?
I forget.
Why did Cookie not get invited?
Cookie didn't get invited to the party for some reason, and I wanted to go.
Maybe
and
you're trying to convince what's her name to. I don't know.
I think I was trying to get information on the girl
right,
of my
exactly.
dreams.
Right. You're trying to be one of the girls to get information for you to ultimately get a girl.
Yeah.
Right? I think that was why Simone existed.
That's why.
Wow. But Simone was a huge character, man. And honestly, I believe Simone was a trend-setting character.
100%.
And I gave representation to some people who had lifestyles that maybe weren't immediately accepted by America at the time.
100%.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed my character, Simone.
Didn't Simone also come into that episode with the book club?
The book club, yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know why. That's like one of my favorite. Those huge yellow pumps that those were the biggest shoes I've ever seen. And Daniel would slide his big paw right into them.
Big paw right in there. I remember my mom would always say, oh, you look just like your older sister.
Oh, my God. And you're like, Mom.
Shh. No, don't say that.
That makes me feel weird.
Bruh, I dove into that role.
You were kind of pretty, though.
I
you look great.
Yeah, you.
I look good. Can't tell me different. Yeah, man.
Was it weird walking?
Yeah.
I guess they weren't really that much of a heel. Like, a boot can have the kind of heel.
It was weird.
Was it
a
heel?
It was weird walking in it. But, you know, like I say, I'm limber, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm on top of it, you know?
Did you kind of like the clickety-clack after a minute, though?
You know, it had its own little...
Right? It had its own rhythm.
You know? Folks can hear you coming.
Yeah. Yeah, very cowboy.
Good old Simone.
I think he's pretty, like, actory. Like, I feel like as actors, we're kind of more or less open to putting on I don't know, ladies' clothes.
Costume.
Like,
yeah.
Like it's all costume. It's all play, like, vice versa. There were times where I think the girls, like, were...
Oh, yeah, I was a man.
More boy... Yeah, like, man, like, I think that's, like, a...
I stormed the boys' restroom as a pirate.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like we get to do those fun things. I think as actors, we're a lot more open to gender bending and just exploring all aspects of humanity, man. Yeah, that's just, like, part of what
Your
we
character
do.
From the nail salon, when you were in the female wardrobe, you didn't have a name, though, right?
No.
It was just kind of...
No, because it wasn't an ongoing thing.
Dude, I was, what, Bully Loomer? I think Bully Loomer had fallen in love with the Simone character
at
the
time. Oh, I forgot about that plot line. I can't wait to get to it on the rewatch.
There were a couple arcs for Simone.
So many love triangles. Yeah, she came in.
Thanks for that question and your fire energy, Jason.
Love that. Yeah, thanks, Jason.
Jason Pleasant.
Lit. That's a lit name.
This, a next question, comes from Kelly McMahon.
Kelly!
Hi, my name's Kelly. I'm 20. My question is, how do you, like, get into a relationship and, like, find people and meet new people when, like, you've never had one before and, like, I'm a virgin, so it's hard to, like, find, like, things to say and be flirty and not, like, be too awkward about it. And I'm a massage therapist, so I'm not in college, so it's hard to meet, like, new, fun, exciting people. But at the same time, like, I tried the dating apps and everything, but the bar is on the floor. So I'm a little worried. So let me know, like, any, like, fun tips on, like, how to meet people, how to actually get in a relationship, because all my friends are. And, like, I'm super happy for them. But, like, also I always, like, wish at the back of my head, I'm like, what's wrong with me? Like, why aren't I, like, in relationships? Why aren't I hooking up with people?
Oh, nothing's wrong with you. Oh. You're great.
Kelly? Thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us. Can I be 100 with you? I feel the exact same way. It's literally like all these people around me they have a different story every week about somebody they're talking to or this or that. I don't know. I met them. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, what? Like, how are you all hooking up with somebody and, like, seeing somebody? It's actually, like, mind bending to me. So, like, don't be upset. You're not the only one out there.
It's true.
And you can go for so long without, like, you can have little, like, snippets of that in your life, but I mean, if you really want it, it's hard not to have it, but there are so many other things that are so fulfilling that I don't know. I'd rather be alone than in, like, a relationship I didn't enjoy, and those are very hard to find. Like you say, bars on the floor, whether you're online or not, so.
Yeah, Kelly, I just love this question and your openness. I want to say a couple things. First of all, you're not late being a virgin at 20. We've talked about it on the pod before. Like, I felt late at 19 when I lost my virginity. And every time I comment this or we talk about it on the pod, there is so many comments of people who are virgins for way later. So, like, you're not alone. Maybe around college campuses, maybe not, but, like, there are a lot of people who are in the same place. I just want to say, like, don't let the fear of it or the anxiety of it keep you further away from getting it. You kind of do have to open yourself up at some point, but where do you meet people? If you're not in college,
Let me know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you need to be in the world somewhere, maybe doing something you like. Like, I don't know, join a fucking club or volunteer somewhere. Like, get into spaces where there's other people, but where your main goal isn't meeting those people. Yeah. Where your goal is, like, something you like to do or
absolutely
whatever. Dating apps, I know, are a way a lot of people meet people, but that's... It works, but it also doesn't. They never felt right to me, so you don't have to do those. I will say, just be open. If you meet someone that you feel somewhat interested in, I don't know, just be open about your needs, wants, boundaries, experience, anxieties. Like, hey, I really like you. I'd like to hang out more. I also am a virgin, so I'm nervous about these things. So if we could take that side of things slow, like... You're allowed to communicate exactly where you're at. And if someone, how they respond, if they respond in a way that make you feel safe, then great. That's someone that you should move more towards. If they make you feel whatever, weird about you voicing your truth, then that's good information to know. Maybe they're not good for a relationship, right? Yeah, that's kind of what I got. But I don't know. I don't know where you meet people. I don't know where you are in the world.
Yeah, I say definitely just don't rush yourself.
Yeah,
the goal should just be to find things that are fulfilling to you and make you enjoy life. So find those hobbies that you like, and I think usually that's when people gravitate towards you. Like-minded people, I think, is who you want to be around.
Yeah, and friends, like, mm-hmm. do yeah, things friends with first. Friends. Choose friends that make you feel good. Like, develop that side of relationship, which is friendships. And from that, it might lead to you organically meeting a friend of a friend, and you guys hit it off, you know?
Yeah, be yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Fostering that relationship with yourself first, just because, you know, you are young, you're still on this precipice of change, like, out of school, you know, doing your thing. I see you're like, you're a licensed massage therapist here. Like, you got a lot going on, and integrating that into like a new decade in your life. And that relationship with self is going to keep you from like reaching and be more like your hand, like you're magnetizing things to come to you, as opposed to like reaching or keeping your fist really clenched tight. It's just about like aligning yourself, and then you're going to draw to you what you need.
Yeah. And I just really want to emphasize again, right now, I want you to give yourself permission to accept your timing. You're not late. Right now in this moment, you're not behind. Nope. You didn't do things wrong. Your level of experience isn't wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Like, exactly where you are right now is perfect for your life and for you. Truly, dude, your life will unfold in its own timing. So yeah, don't try and like catch up. You're right on mm-hmm. time. And truly, dude, you're 20. There is so much life ahead of you. Oh, yeah. And there is so many different arrangements of your life. Like, you're going to go through changes in the next 10 years where, you get a new job that ends up changing your dynamic, and you meet someone there. Like, yeah, just do not rush. Your timing is your timing. Only like move forward if it feels organic and good.
And sex is such a journey that you will never be like good at. There's no like level that you're trying to reach with sex. It is always such like this fluid, present, sort of bumbly, but in a great way, like thing. So that will constantly evolve. You almost have to like practice. You have to practice everything in life, but like practice what makes you feel good. Practice, you know, just know it's going to be ever changing. You're never going to get to a place and be like, oh, I know how to have sex now, and this is what it is. Like, yeah, it is, so it is a pool that you jump in, and then you kind of get like, you know, you got to learn how to swim.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that.
And stroke.
Hey, there you
thanks
go.
For that vulnerable question.
Yeah. Also too, though, like, I yes, totally, please. I know we're the same age, but I have a few experiences to pull on with this. And like the idea of like craving a relationship, I think a lot of people experience, but like, don't sacrifice the things that you need in a relationship just to fulfill that craving, because then like the guy or whoever you're going after will not match up with that, and you'll never be satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yep. true. Yep. That's the truth, Lauren. I think that happens so much, is the desire for a relationship. You'll just put anyone in.
Yeah. Desire for a title. Yeah.
You'll put anyone in there rather than paying attention to, do I feel good about this person? Do I feel safe with this person? Do I feel drawn to this person? Do we have similar whatever?
Do they amplify me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do they amplify my life? And instead you're just like, oh, thank God they noticed me. Please be around me forever.
Oh, yeah.
What is that, Florence and the Machine? I love you so much, but you could be anyone.
Oh, that's a good, that's a bar. Yeah. That's a bar.
But yeah, take your time. Your life will unfold how it needs to.
That part.
Yeah.
That part.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Kevin Antono. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but here we go.
Hey guys, love your podcast. Here's Kevin from Germany, and I have a very specific question that only you can answer.
Fuck yeah, Germany.
So, the end of each Nets episode, in the credits, there was mentioned a German film company called Apollo Film Production GmbH, so GmbH. Uh-huh. Were Nets the classified survival guide actually filmed by a German film company? Anyway, love you guys.
Hey,
I love that German pride. Keep it going.
Thanks, Kevin.
Right?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Kevin.
I think
I'm gonna be honest.
Okay, Gesellschaft mit beschränkter Haftung. is the company that he's talking about. And yeah, it
did
looks
they
like
produce now. We had no Germans.
Wait a minute. I think they were probably a distributor. So he probably saw the distributor there.
Oh, they were probably our international. They were probably the German distributing studio, right?
Company with limited liability. Da-da-da.
Did you guys have people that dubbed your voices?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you ever meet them?
Daniel connected with some of the Spanish speakers.
What?
Yeah, man. One of them
are they
named
good
Nemo.
Matches or?
Yes, their voices are great.
Yes, I've heard us dubbed. I heard the Dutch and I heard the Spanish, and like they captured our essence and the zany. Wow. Like they nailed it.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Shout out to the dubbers out there.
Because you can lose so much in translation. I mean, literally.
Yeah. Those guys were dedicated. I don't know who did the casting for them, but they nailed it, man. It's you can really get locked in. It helped me learn a lot of Spanish just watching some of the Ned shows. Because I'm like, okay, I remember being, you know, in this character and doing these things. So maybe that'll help me with my language learning journey.
Right.
So I watch old episodes in Spanish all the time.
That's so cool. Yeah. And Kevin, I don't know, man. They must be a German distributor, but we did not have like a German production team.
But we'll always have a special place for Germany in at least Devin's heart.
It's true. Yeah. So yeah, man, I got to go to Germany in, I forget when that was, 2009 maybe. I got to go to Dusseldorf and Cologne to receive the Liebling City Kids' Choice Award for Ned's Ultimative Schulwasen.
Litness.
And I love Germany, and I went to Berlin 2 summers ago, and holy shit, do I like it there.
It's hey, Cologne hey. Is so dope. Did you go to the Cologne Dome? I did a study abroad.
So beautiful,
there.
Man.
It's
so
the
beautiful.
Train runs through the freaking cathedral.
The street,
It's dope, man.
I have a citizenship in Luxembourg.
Oh,
what the fuck, Lauren?
How did you pull that off, Lauren?
I've never been there.
You're Luxembourgian?
Yeah, my mom's side. And so they were like doing this thing, and I got a citizenship.
Are they EU? So your EU passport? Mm-hmm.
I've literally never been there.
We gotta go.
Dude,
you must
go and get your EU.
Yeah, that'd be
Luxembourg's
dope.
In the EU, right?
Mm-hmm. It's right next to Germany.
Yeah. That's like just an amazing thing to have. It means you could go fucking work in the EU, like without a visa. That's dope as fuck, dude.
Tell that to the casting directors.
You're like a fucking spy, man. Luxembourg? Some people don't even know that's a country.
I did.
Luxembourg.
It's a little country.
I think it's the... might not be the tiniest.
Right next to Hamburg.
It's very, very small.
That's so cool, dude.
That is so cool.
So your mom is from Luxembourg?
Her side of the family is very, very German. Just very, but also very much down the ancestral line. So like no one in my immediate family is from the UK or anything like that. But she was like, so there's this thing that we can get because of this. And I was like, sure.
It's so dope. No, I think having dual citizenship is like, it's just cool.
Und kannst du ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen?
See.
Ja, ich kann Deutsch. Ja, ich kann sehr gut Deutsch.
Ja.
That's great, man.
Schliebe Schlein.
That's so cool.
Schliebe
Schlein. That's Lindsay's German.
Schliebe Schlein.
Weird. She's cursing somebody out in German right now. Deutsch.
I did a spell. Anyway. That's a pod,
hey,
you guys.
That's a pod.
We love that.
That is a pod.
Hey, absolutely.
Guys, thank you for your submissions. Thanks for being here for Ned's Pod Extras and the main Ned's Declassified Pod that drops every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Love you. Look out for our Instagram for our next time we open up submissions like this.
Mm-hmm.
We received many, and we can only put a handful on the pod, so keep submitting if you want to be heard.
Thank you. Peace.
Submit.
Peace.
Thanks,
guys.
Submit.
See you
submit.
Next week.
Submit.